Welcome back. It's day 11 of remembering Christ. John chapter 11. Let's remember, Jesus goes into places where he is not wanted when there is a work to do. Let's remember that he wakes his friends up that are asleep. Let us remember he is glad to not show up, but for our sake that we may believe when he does. Let's remember that he is the resurrection and the life. And when we believe in him, though we may die, we shall live. Let's remember that whoever lives and believes in him shall never die. Let's remember that doubting him makes his spirit groan and troubled. Let's remember that Jesus weeps over those he loves. And let's remember he knows the Father always hears him. Let's remember he calls the dead to come forth. And let us remember he speaks to grave clothes and things that have us bound to loose us and let us go. Let us remember that even his enemies are told about the many signs he works, and he makes them afraid of losing their place and their nations. Let us remember it was prophesied that he would die for the nation. Let us remember that he gathered in one the children of God that was scattered abroad. I want to remind you today that if you have been scattered, if you have neglected the presence of God, you've neglected prayer, you've neglected worship, you've neglected your word, remember that he sees all and he knows all, and he is in all places at all times. Let's remember that he is a living God, not a statue, not an idol, but a living God that sits high and looks low. Let us remember the word today that it was written. And it was written for you and me. It was written so that we may live a life the way that he called us to live it. It was written so that our character and our being will line up with who he is. Let's remember to pray today, ask for forgiveness, to repent of our sins, to believe in his son Jesus, and receive his Holy Spirit. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.